Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 380, Power Rangers Time Force, episode 2,
Ooh.
A Force from the Future, part 2.
It aired February 10th. Hey, that's your birthday.
Oh, dang.
2001.
Better not be bad. Don't give me a bad episode on my birthday, Savant.
Hey, Papa Heim, for his birthday?
This is my 15th birthday.
That's a very important year in a young boy's life. That's a year before you can drive.
Yeah.
It was written by Jackie Marchan and Judd Lynn, directed by Koichi Sakamoto. What do we do?
Let's see. Hang on. All right. So this is 2001.
2001. How was your 15th birthday?
My mom was almost pregnant with my brother.
Okay.
But not quite yet, because he was born on Christmas Eve.
That's a what a rough B-day.
So yeah, but he's about a month away
from getting conceived.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to talk about on a podcast.
It is.
If you're new here.
Just trying to put the timeline together.
If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you've got Netflix or the DVDs. And hey, you should, because Time Force owns Bones, my friends. And you should definitely, if you haven't watched along yet for the show, or if you haven't watched Power Rangers Time Force in a while, or at all, you absolutely a hundo P should, because it is my favorite, and I think you'll really like it.
Last episode was good. We talked about a 20-minute episode for an hour and a half, so...
Yup. Started editing that today, and there's a lot of cut time. We have some great jokes about Hanson's Mbop that will be on the first round of the Frankencast, let me tell you. Anyway, we are going to go watch Force from the Future, Part 2, right now.
Time Force.
Time Force! Time Force! Power Rangers!
And we're back, and we just watched Force in the Future, Part 2. Was it a good birthday?
It was a pretty good birthday, all things considered.
Yeah.
I can't believe this whole season, they haven't had a bad episode yet.
Crazy, right? Get used to that.
I'm going to make that joke every time until there's a bad episode.
Well, you might not make one. Maybe you will. Maybe there's going to be a bad episode. I don't remember. Statistically... there has to be a bad episode at some point.
I mean, you would think that.
But I don't remember any.
But there's no law that says
no.
One episode of Power Rangers at least has to be bad.
No, so maybe there isn't. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. There it was. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Orange Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife. And Pod Bay.
Wait, did you say Orange Podcast?
Did I?
You angered the bus.
I mean, I might have. I said Banana Podcast last time, and you did not even notice.
That sounds like me.
Anyway, we're on all those places, Stitcher and Google, all the ones we're on, and you can go there and you can leave us a rating and review if you'd like. That would be great. Now we do two episodes a week. If you're just joining us, because it's Time Force and you love a Time Force, and who can blame you for loving a Time Force? So if this is your first time listening to the Morphin Grid, we do two episodes a week, Monday and a Friday episode. On Friday episodes, we do things like thank patrons and read reviews. We're not going to do reviews or emails or anything. Today, we are going to thank our patrons, of which there are 123.
All right, everybody, buckle up.
Here comes
the next 20 minutes.
All right, we are going to speedrun tactics, lightning round this.
Okay, we can knock this out in 3 minutes.
All right, put 3 minutes on the clock. Olmec?
Oh, yeah, let's right. Rock.
David is a patron.
Steph is a patron.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Annie and Jonathan.
Thank you, Annie and Jonathan Creighton. Those are our friends. We don't read last names typically. We're going to start when we do the actual, like when we get new patrons. But for now, it's much easier just to do first names. But these are our friends, Annie and Jonathan. Also, Joe Hatfield is a patron. Thank you.
And Anthony's a patron.
Raymond, thank you very much.
Big thank you to Silver Boy.
Silver Boy! Adam, thank you.
Thank you to Portia.
Ryden, thank you for being a patron.
Thank you to Lewis, who is a patron.
Thank you, Kay.
Thank you, Adriana.
Thank you, Daoud. A former guest of the show and who gave me a pronunciation to his last name, and I feel like I don't know how to read pronunciation guides anymore. I'm going to get it one of these days.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Shannon Maynor, our very good friend.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Midori.
Thank you, Scott. Scoot, that's you.
That's my little brother.
Scoot, that's you. Thank you.
He's trying to sleep. He's got to get up at 3 in the morning.
I forgot.
Thank you, Ryan.
I lost my place. Thank you, Griffin.
Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you, Mike.
Ken, thank you for being a patron.
And Bibbs, thank you.
Thank you, Alberto, Mexico's greatest export.
Thank you, Travis.
Daniel, thank you.
Thank you, Brogan.
This is the greatest name, and we don't read last names, and boy, do I want to. Joshua, thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. Thank you, Charged Archetype.
Hey, you and you know it. Nicole, thank you.
And thank you.
Oh, now it's on. Fresh is on.
Guillaume, thank you, Guillaume.
Dominic, thank you.
And thank you, Jenny.
Sizzle?
Sizzle?
Sizzle, thank you.
Thank you, Elvina.
Linz, thank you.
And James, thank you.
Thank you, Messer Engine.
Oh, and Jeremy. Hey, man, thanks.
John, thank you for being a patron.
And thank you, Carson.
Jeff, thank you. I lost my place.
And a big thank you out to Charlie.
Anne, thank you very much. Talking to Anne today about how great Jen is.
And thank you, Jonathan.
Daniel, thank you.
And thank you, my marvelous year.
I don't know what that is.
It's not 2018.
No. Unfortunately. RK, thank you.
Oh, no.
It's not the same one. There's no way it could be the same one. That would be spooky.
Okay, I'm derailing us.
Yeah, we got
James, thank you.
Elizabeth, thank you.
And thank you, Kyle.
David, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Jonathan.
And thank you, Christina.
Christina Woods, that's our friend. Or at least my friend. I don't know if you've ever actually talked to her.
I have talked to her.
Oh, that's our friend.
That's our friend, Christina.
Panda, thank you.
And thank you, Sam.
Soul Blaze. That sounds like a battle bot. Thank you.
Greg, thank you.
Mallory, thank you.
And thank you, Riley.
Rudy, thank you.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Good try with MySpace. Thank you, Aaliyah.
Hey, look, maybe we'll come back. Kate, thank you.
And Bishop, thank you.
Christopher, thank you very much.
Thank you, Adirfish.
Anyone, really. Raina, thank you.
That's the thing, is that the pledge comes from a different Adirfish every month.
Yeah,
they all pooled together.
They all came together. Well, we thank the entire Adirfish community. On behalf of
but specifically the last one that pledged, thank you.
Yes. Robert, thank you.
Thank you, Hoops.
Hoops. Cassidy, thank you very much.
And thank you, Alan Sells, our buddy Alan Sells.
Yeah.
Good friend.
He's a pretty good dude. Chris, thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Willem.
Thank you, Justin.
Matthew, thank you.
I don't think we made it in 3 minutes.
Nah.
Thank you, Fungal Master.
Fungu Master?
Oh, there's no F there. Guys, I need to get my eyes.
No, that's Funguf Master.
Yeah, but I said Fungal.
Oh, well, the L looks like there was an F here.
Funguf Master, thank you.
Thank you for this name. Pokefiction, thank you.
Thank you, Noah.
Thank you, Jackalope Oddity.
Thank you, Tanner.
Tanner, also a friend. Nightlight, but Night with a K. It's a good one. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Brandon.
Benny, thank you.
Thank you, Steph.
Le Think Tank, thank you.
That's French for the think tank.
I had my suspicions.
Thank you, Charles.
Patron Zero, Matt Hoadley, thank you.
And thank you, Vigil.
Jackie, thank you very much.
What does that say?
Mitchell.
Mitchell, okay.
You gotta get like, your eyes checked, my buddy.
I was like, I can't tell if that's Michael or Michelle.
close but wrong.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Lucas, thank you.
Thank you, JC.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Sky. Our buddy Sky Ertl, former guest of the show, friend of ours, and owner and operator of a podcast. It's very fun.
Thank you, Redemption. Redemption? Is it two E's?
It's two E's, I think.
Thank you, Redemption.
Andrew, thank you.
Thank you, Cam.
Skelly, thank you. Full name is Skeleton, but we're friends.
Yes, right, of course. Thank you, Marina.
Thank you, Clue Emily. I hope that's how you pronounce that.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Matt. Matt J. That's my my podcast partner on Spectre. He runs Super Sentai Brothers.
Oh, man, we got that inside info with the full name.
Yeah.
Now I know what the J stands for. Thank you, Caitlin.
Thank you, Benzina.
Thank you, Michael.
Benzina, also a good full name. Richard, thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
Penguin Image, thank you.
Is it Image or is it Penguin Mage?
Penguin Mage, thank you. You are not the image of a penguin. You are a sorcerer who controls penguins
or
with your magics.
You are a penguin who does magics.
Any of these possibilities.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Sheriff Jetsorian, thank you. And Mal, thank you very much. Y'all are the best.
Yeah.
All 1 million of you.
Scoot, I'm sorry I yelled at you and woke you up, probably.
Hey, he's probably not asleep yet. I'll find out when he listens.
Well, then
to
you
this.
Should have said thank you.
Yeah, rude. Scoot, get it together. All right, enough lollygagging.
All right, we're 17 minutes in.
Are you ready?
Yes.
We start off at a warehouse, and there's a sleepy guard who's guarding the empty warehouse district. Or just the one empty warehouse. It's a little hard to tell. So some lightning hits, and there's some loud noises, and he gets up, and he goes outside. And then in the sky, the prison appears that was stolen at the end of last episode. It's this huge, weird, like...
It's like the Space Needle.
But just the top?
But just the top part. And like you squish it a little bit, and it's like a smooth shape and not like a bunch of iron rods.
Instead of the Space Needle, it's a Time Needle.
Yeah. But it's also more like a... Like a pin.
Yeah.
A needle.
Time pin. So then out comes all the baddies. There's Rancic, there's Nadira, there's Robot Jafar, and there's Bluto.
I got a good look at Robot Jafar. It looks like if Jafar and Crow from Mystery Science Theater 3000 just fused together into
they became,
one being.
They became one robot entity.
That was Aladdin 3, actually, was Jafar is a sassy robot.
wrong, buddy. Aladdin 3 had hot dad.
I meant 4. Aladdin 4.
That one did have a robot Jafar in it. They ran out of ideas. They had that guy who was on Facebook doing Robin Williams impressions doing Genie. Wasn't great. He can only copy things Robin Williams already said. He's not good at creating the new stuff. Anyways, they come out. The guard's like, hey, stop. And tries to shoot them with a real gun. Hey, he has a real gun.
He's a cop.
Yeah.
And he's pointing a real gun at bad guys. So I guess you get a little bit of leeway.
Oh, 2001 was such a simpler time, huh?
It's a lot different when a bad guy is threatening a bus full of innocent people that he will kill them.
Yeah. Anyway, so they like time magic his gun over. And Frax is like, that's Robot Jafar, is like... It appears to be early 21st century. And then Nadira walks up and grabs him by the collar. He's like, what year is it? And he's like, it's 2001.
Rancic also just crumples the gun in his hand.
Yeah, he's very strong.
Like you would like, oh, this sketch is bad.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, I can't write anything at all.
Oh, I hate this Ritz cracker. Let me destroy it. So he says that the year is 2001. And he's like, Rancic's like, that means no time for us. Ah, 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 ah. And then we go to the theme song.
Rancic, you fool.
Fool. You proud fool.
It's in the name. Like, it's in the name.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't know he's in a TV show.
Does he also not know that they have a Megazord that can punch them into the past? Does he not know that the Time Force can travel through time?
That is actually a good question. Because they have the technology, and it does walk around the city that they lived in. So you'd think he would know that the Time Force could do a time travel to maybe chase him. You know what? I think Rancic's plan's kind of falling apart a little bit.
Rancic might be a little stupid.
I love Rancic, but maybe he's a little stupid.
He seems like he's going to be a cool bad guy, but he also is probably, I mean, he is the big bad, so he's definitely a little stupid.
Well, sure, yeah.
He's got to make some bad decisions or else he wouldn't be a Power Rangers villain.
That's very true. Honestly, he's one of my favorite bad guys of all time. So
I'm excited to get to know him. He's got cool powers. I'm into his powers.
Maybe he's just, he was really excited about this plan that he had, and maybe they don't time travel anymore because like they don't need to.
Maybe.
And so he's like, they haven't in a while. I'll steal the ship. Maybe this is the only ship that can go is the prison. And they didn't realize you could punch it. No, they call it a time ship. I got nothing. I don't know.
That ship is designed to go back in time.
Look, I like Rancic, but Rancic, come on, man. So we cut from theme song to the time ship crashed on the beach. And like eyes open up. We're in like a POV shot of like eyes like being like, oh, what? And they open up and there's Circuit yelling that they need to wake up because the ship's, there's gas leak, there's a fuel line leak, and it's going to blow up. The whole thing's going to explode. This is Trip, we find out. We don't actually hear his name as episode.
No, Trip and Katie again.
Still don't get their names.
No names. They've been in two whole episodes.
Everybody else gets specifically introduced twice, at least, in this episode. Trip and Katie don't, which sucks. It's a little weird, but Trip wakes up and he starts waking up everybody. He wakes up Jen and Lucas and Katie and they like run to get out just in time. The time ship blows up. They were almost doomed because you're not supposed to be in a time ship when it explodes. It's probably bad.
It
shouldn't
be anything when it explodes.
Good point. Avoid that if you can help it.
Yeah, I mean if you're given the option, just get out of there.
Don't, just don't. So Katie helps him up and like thanks him. Circuit is like, they're like, oh, that was a close one. We were almost goners. And Circuit's like, good thing my circuits were still working. What is Circuit? What do you mean?
He means the circuits that make him Circuit.
Circuit. So circuits are the things that make circuit.
They're just the circuits inside Circuit.
Okay, they're just circuits. Why?
Now circuits doesn't mean anything.
Sounds like a fake word now. Anyway, so yeah, good job, Circuit. So it turns out they're a little bit north of Silver Hills. I don't think they said a state, but I'm assuming California.
Probably. It's the Power Rangers hot spot.
I think it takes a while for them to leave. And I don't actually know. Maybe it's not in California, but it definitely 100% feels like California.
All right, so Angel Grove is L.A.
Yeah.
Mariner Bay was... Which one?
Like San Diego.
San Diego.
Yeah.
What would Silver Hills be?
I don't know. I don't ever think we get a really great look at it because, like, you'd think Francisco,
it'd
right?
Be San Francisco because it's, like, very hilly.
Yeah.
Very steep.
But the only shots we really get of it are...
Just the city. It's just
Tokyo.
A regular city.
So I'm assuming this is, like, the San Francisco kind of...
All right.
You know, maybe Santa Barbara, which is, like, a little, like, townier... It's like a city, but it's like a little less of like a city.
Yeah.
So, but it's also on the water, I think. Pretty sure. Anyway, Jen grabs a case, like a yellow briefcase, and hands out some things. They're called chronomorphers. They're little watches, a big circle, a little circle in them. They put them on, and they DNA lock to them. This is going to be important. Why they DNA lock? Well, for the plot.
Just to set up this plot,
yeah.
I think. I liked it when it was like... You know, bonded with DNA or DNA confirmed or whatever it did.
Yeah.
That was like, only you can use this. So even if someone else steals it,
yeah,
it's useless.
I...
Which is still the case, even with the like plot device that it ended up being.
Right.
Which I do like. It's just weird that it was for this one weird thing.
I kind of like it though, because it makes them different from the other morphers, because these are like now. Very specifically tied to these four people.
Right.
So they say that they're going to go find Rancic and they're going to kick his butt now. And they go looking. They go to like an outdoor mall kind of thing. They're in like a food court.
Yeah. Just,
outside.
I know these things exist. I don't know what they are. or it, where you find them. It's like the outs. It's like the courtyard of an office area.
Yeah.
Where like.
But there's office, shops around it.
It's where office workers go have lunch.
Maybe. I've never had an office job. I don't know. But it's like the domain here in Austin, like the outside parts.
Yeah.
Like, but if that was like surrounded by buildings, it's really weird. So they go, they have a scan mode, which just means Oakleys.
Yeah, they get the good shades.
They get some sweet Oakleys.
They're looking around and everyone's like, whoa, look at those sick ass Oakleys.
Look at those Oaks. Also, they are in like white cop uniforms.
They look like bad guys a little bit. It's the sunglasses. It's entirely the sunglasses. But just the way they're like Terminator walking around, like trying to find or scan for mutants. Just,
yeah.
They look, they're very determined. They're going to find him. They're going to kill him.
Yeah.
They just, they're so intense. I would be scared if I saw them in person.
Oh, for sure. Just setting aside the fact that like, they're all like looking around intensely. Like they're all pretty intimidating people. Like they're very stern.
Yeah.
Like even Tripp's got his goofy green hair, but he's still like,
but he like straightens up.
Yeah.
And like
everyone like gets hot when they're like on duty. Like, so they don't see anybody. Everything's cool here. We cut to behind a guy getting on a motorcycle and he puts his helmet on and he like drops his keys. And he goes to pick him up, and Jen bumps into him. And she's like, oh, excuse me. And he's like, oh, sorry about that. And, like, drives off.
They're making a real big deal about hiding his face.
Yeah.
So that you can't tell it's the guy you just saw in the opening credits a minute ago.
The problem with the opening credits is that it does spoil a lot. Right?
Yeah, it does.
But I mean,
but we also would not know Katie or Tripp's names without him.
Very true. She, like, waits for a second. Like, as he's driving away, she gets this, like, look in her eye, like something is up. Like, oh, what's that voice?
Yeah, she double-takes him a little bit.
Yeah.
And he drives off. You can see underneath his sick motorcycle jacket, a little red sleeve pokes out. Could be something, could be nothing. Hmm. Who knows? Hmm.
So then we cut to Nadira. She's shopping. She's like, I love all these jewelries. I'm going to take all of them. And he's like, fantastic. Are you going to pay in cash or credit? And she's like, how about nuts and bolts? And holds out a handful of bolts.
I thought this was going to be like,
this is future money?
This is the future money that I stole.
No.
Or she was going to punch this guy and maybe kill him. She seems to like to kill people.
She does. She did kill a couple people back in the time prison. Their bodies time traveled back with them.
Oh, their dead bodies are just
are just upstairs.
But now they're also time traveled back. So are they dead?
Yes.
Because you displace from time and then
you
pop out and then pop in farther backwards.
You don't go backwards. You don't,
because then they wouldn't
They'd all be negative 1,000. They'd be stardust.
It's so far ago. It's so far ago.
It's so far ago. It's not soon ago. Like
no, it's
think.
The exact opposite of soon ago.
There's just some dead bodies up there that they can just throw in the middle of the road and they can't. No one will be able to figure out what happened to them because A, they died by laser nails and B, they're from 1,000 years in the future.
They do not. Exist.
They don't exist yet. She throws some bolts on the ground and they turn into the Mooks. Now we need to figure out what we're gonna call these boys. They're called Psychobots, which is a bad name.
That's stupid. Psyches is bad.
Psyches isn't great. I call them time putties.
They're kind of time putties, but
bolties.
It could be bolties. They could be
nutties.
Meltans.
I don't want to call them meltans.
Nutties I don't like.
Nutties is a little yicky.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about people getting their hands on some nutties.
Just,
you
know, just like, look, what happens when they kill one? Are they bust a nutty?
All right, this has been the Morphin Grid, everybody. We had a great run. We almost made it through two episodes.
Oh, dang,
of Time
it's our
Force.
Favorite season. Bodies.
Bodies is
that's too easy.
No,
I'm gonna call them time putties until further notice.
Yeah, I thought I had something, but I don't.
Because other than bolties, I don't think anything really fits.
No, and bolties I don't like.
Yeah,
time putties is fine. Cronies.
Cronies is pretty good. Chromies. No, cronies, because crone is time. Yeah, cronies, but with an H.
Yeah.
All right, good. We got a name. We figured that
Nailed
out.
Nailed it.
Got it in one. So now there's all these cronies, but here's the problem. Trip gets a little taste of mutant DNA in his scanner, and they go to fight them. So they show up when the deer are coming out, as all the cronies are like doing this weird like dance.
There's a far shot of outside the break room diamond store or whatever this is. There's like an exterior far shot, and they're just like hopping because they do this weird like hop dance walk.
Yeah.
And they're all doing that. And from the distance, it just looks like they're river dancing.
Because their knees are getting really high. And on every like third step, they throw their arms
They put their hands up. They're playing my song.
Butterflies Fly Away. Moving My Head Like Yeah. Is that the second one?
No, Move My...
Moving My Hips.
Moving
like
My Hips
it.
Like Nodding My Head Like Yeah.
That's a big thing in Pitch Perfect 1, a movie I've seen 900 times, and I just couldn't get there.
I just really like that song.
It's a pretty good song. So they confront her, and they're like, we're going to stop you. She's like, oh, you're here. Well, I'm going to kill you. And they're like, not if we arrest you first. And so they go to morph, and bleep-boop.
Yeah, it's just they pull their morphers out. They touch them.
They do a time force.
And they stand there in an awkward pose, standing at Nadira while nothing happens.
I kind of love it. Because then Jen's like, doot, 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 doot.
Oh, crap. Oh, crap, circuit.
And Lucas is like, why isn't it working? She's like, I don't know. And so then they just have to fight. They do regular fights. So they fight the cronies. Jen fights Nadira. They kind of split apart. So it's like the three of them fighting the cronies, Jen fighting Nadira. She like knocks Jen down. Like they do a good fight. She like knocks Jen down and it's a rough bump.
She kicks her into a table, like one of those tiny circular beach tables.
Yeah.
So it just has the center post and she hits it. It's obviously a stunt woman.
Right.
Also, can Erin Cahill fight? Because some of that looked like her.
I think a little bit of it is her.
Okay, because she definitely did some good kicks. And I am 85% sure that they were her.
Here's the thing about Erin Cahill. She's great. She rules.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Nadira, Kate something? I don't remember her name. I'll catch her next time. She is okay at it. There's a lot of shots of her like blocking, but it's very much like I'm doing a block. Like,
yeah.
And then like it'll cut behind her to a stunt woman doing the fighting. Yeah. But, yeah, she gets thrown through a table.
Yeah, the way she hit it is she, like, pivots on the center post, and so the table, like, flips, and she hits the ground, and it just looks real rough on her wrists.
Yeah. So then Nadira's like, all right, kill her. And then, like, walks away. Like, just takes a couple steps away. Oh, also, real quick, here's my notes. They're all number six. All the cronies are number
six. Every crony is number six.
From that one episode of Power Rangers where they were trying to train them to be... to putties to Power Rangers, and number six was just too goofy. That's the one whose DNA made it all the way to the year 3000.
Dang.
In robot form.
They found this one goober putty.
Yep.
And they just built a whole army of robots that is just like him.
Yep. Number six. So she's like, all right, you two kill her. And then a motorcycle comes roaring through and kicks one of the cronies and like kicks the other one and like beats the snot out of them like real quick. And then did they die? I don't remember. I looked down to take a note.
Not visibly, but they are defeated.
He like kicks them to death off screen basically. Yeah. He kicks them away and they like blow up.
He like judo throws one through some rubble and then they're gone after that.
And then he goes up to Jen and he takes his helmet off. He's like, oh, hey, are you all right? What was that? And she looks like she's seen a ghost.
She just starts crying a lot.
Yeah. Erin Cahill rules, y'all.
Yeah, and it's convincing.
Yeah. And the camera turns around to see his face, and it's Alex's face.
It's crazy. I didn't know that because it's been a week. So I was like, hey, do they look the same?
Yes, they're the same actor. They're both played by Jason Fount.
Because I remember Alex looking different. Did he have like his hair dyed or
something?
His
hair was black and slicked back.
Okay, that might be why. And so that your hair will make your face look very different.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That might be why it was, like, crossing wires in my brain that it was the same guy. I was like, first of all, it's like his brother or something. And then I was like, this must be the founder of Time Force or something. Like, I was, like, waiting for that to drop. And then Katie runs up and, like, smooshes his face.
She grabs her, she's like, oh, my God, it's just like him. And she just, like, has both of his cheeks. And she's not, like, pinching them like a grandma. She's, like, playing with him like silly putty.
She's like, toe to tip, this is an Alex.
This is an Alex.
It's just like Alex.
Take this one to the bank, boys. That's an Alex. I forget what Jen says, but she's acting her ass off. But she's like, no, it's fine. It's nothing. Don't, like, thank you for your help. And they, like, walk away. He's like, all right, cool. Well, I got a motor or something. He says a very 2001 phrase for I have to leave now.
Yeah. I don't know.
I got a rumble jet away. I don't know what he says. And so he gets on his bike and he drives away. We cut away. And they're like, that guy looked just like Alex. We're in like... Not a warehouse, but like in a storeroom, like a small storeroom.
Yeah, they don't have a place to go yet.
No, they just broke into like a back room at a Walmart, a real little one. They're like a weird little warehouse. Circuit says that he discovered that the other chronomorphers will not morph until the red one morphs because they are all synced up to that one. And the problem with that Lucas says is that, or maybe it's Trip. I think it's Trip.
I think it was Lucas. I can't get a read on Lucas.
That's kind of Lucas's deal right now, I think.
Is he a hard ass or no? Because I don't think he's sure yet.
I think he's a little hard assy, but like, I don't know. He's feeling it out. We're feeling it out all these things.
It's the second episode.
Yeah.
Still technically the first episode, so.
Yeah, so he is like one either Tripp or Lucas. I think I can't remember at this point. Say like the red morpher is locked to Alex's DNA. I think it is Tripp because he's like, and he's not here.
He's in the future,
you know. And then Katie is like, what about the guy from earlier?
That motorcycle guy.
What about motorcycle guy? Looked just like him. Can't be a coincidence on a television show. And Jen's like, I think this is a bad idea. And then they're like, we have to do it. Like,
doesn't Jen at some point be like, it doesn't even look that much like him?
Yeah, I think she says that. Which I love because like that was her boyfriend. That was her fiance.
Yeah.
Because they got engaged right before he died.
He was destroyed.
Well, I think he might have actually died instead of being having been destroyed. But then we cut to his house and he's just like smelling some food. He's rich. There's like a couple of chefs coming by with food. One's got a big turkey, one's got a big cake, and he like he's goofy and he's like, oh, it smells great, I love it. And then the guy puts the cake down and he like gets a finger full of whipped cream and he's like, what, I'm hungry. And he's like, you're always hungry. And he takes the cake away, and then the guy's like,
that cake is ruined, that chef has to make a new cake now.
Well, I'm yes, but I'm sure you do something you can do, you know?
Yeah, but you can't serve.
Can't you like
people
spackle over it with some whipped cream?
You can't serve a fingered cake.
You can't. It's just put some cake spackle on it. It'll be fine.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That seems shifty. If someone sticks a finger in a cake, you can't
but
serve
like,
that to other
maybe
people.
It's going to be his cake for later.
You're right.
Like, we don't know.
We don't know what the cake is for.
Yeah, I don't know, because they're both leaving. Like, this guy's supposed to be leaving soon.
Because he talks about having to go to a meeting in a minute, and they're boring, and they're bad, and they're stupid.
That's what they're called, board meetings.
LOL.
Got him.
Good job, Alfred.
Yeah, his butler's name I do not know. I don't think they say it, but he's definitely, you know the guy from Ghostbusters who runs a hotel?
Yeah.
It's that guy. It's not really that same human man, but like, it's that guy.
It's pretty much that guy. We all know that guy.
Yeah. And so he's like, you know, which of these jackets do you want? He's like, neither, because they're boring, blah, blah.
And they're the same jacket. One's just a little bit darker than the other
one's
one.
One's blue and one's black, I think.
It could have been blue and black. It could have been gray and a dark gray.
I don't remember.
Your mileage may vary. My eyes are getting very bad, I guess. So. it could have been anything.
I'm just not great at colors. So sometimes colors look the same to me. They walk out into the big foyer and Jen's there. And he's like, what is she doing here? And he's like, oh, the butler's like, she's been waiting for you.
How did she find him?
That's a great question.
She didn't know his name. Did she get the plate number?
Circuit?
Was she just like running around the city? Because she's a great runner, we'll find out.
Oh, she can run like you wish.
So she's just running around the city looking for this motorcycle.
I think what it is, I want to say like a DNA thing. Like maybe like, because the DNA is kind of the same, she like could track him with it.
Maybe, but
1,000 years of DNA is nothing alike.
We don't get the DNA confirmation yet. I think she's still skeptical about that.
I think she, in her heart, believes it, but it doesn't want to believe it.
Well, that's true, because if she didn't, she wouldn't have come.
Yeah.
It would be like Trip and Katie here.
Yeah.
Instead of her.
She's like, oh, like here. And he's like, oh, you didn't have to like thank me. Like again. And she's like, no, actually, I need to ask your help. And then Wes's dad comes down.
Wes's dad is the greatest value Michael Keaton they could get.
I wouldn't say Michael Keaton.
I just get real Michael Keaton vibes from him.
I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't know. I think it's the way he was like kind, the shadows were on him. He wasn't in shadow.
Yeah.
But when he came out, like the lights made shadows on him and he was a little far away. And I was like, that looks a little bit like Michael Keaton. And I already had Alfred in my brain.
Yeah, so you just the Batman.
His dad is Batman. Wes is Robin, but he doesn't want to be Robin. He wants his Robin signal in the sky.
You're a little right. I think more than Michael Keaton, I get like a, I don't know, like a. Like, so, I don't know. He seems like the bad guy in a lawyer movie.
He does not seem like a good person. No. I feel like he's going to come up again in a negative way.
I mean, he's in the credits, so stay tuned.
He's either going to do a 180 and help the Power Rangers, or
going to hate him.
He's going to try to figure him out.
Could go either way.
Those are my guesses. We'll see what happens.
We'll see where it goes. He's like, who's this? And Wes is like, this is, I can't go to the board meeting because I have a date. This is my friend. And she's like, I'm Jen. Nice to meet you. And he's like, right, Jen, this is my friend. And I said we would go out and you're always telling me to honor my commitments. So I got to go out with her.
Yeah, he's like, I got to go out with Jen? And she's like, Jen?
Jen, right.
It's been 10 seconds, Wes.
Wes, you dumbo. And so when she puts her hand out, he like looks her like Wes's dad looks her up and down and like sees this weird kind of white, shiny Lycra cop uniform.
Yeah.
And he's like charmed. So like he's not a great dude.
Yeah.
Obviously.
That's a cop. Come on, dude.
We can be real.
At the very least, he's like a criminal defense lawyer.
He definitely seems like, I know, like he's a businessman. Like he does a business at people, or to them maybe. I'm not sure. But like he definitely also looks like a high priced lawyer.
Yeah.
Who like does that, not like, care if you're guilty or not.
He's the lawyer that the guilty criminals hire to get them off of crimes.
Yeah, for sure. So they go outside, Wes and Jen go outside, and he's like, all right, thanks for helping me get out of there. I'm going to leave. And he like gets on his motorcycle, and she's like, wait, and grabs his keys. And she's like, I need your help. And then she basically says, like, I'm from the future. I need your DNA to unlock this morpher because it's the same as the one, blah, blah, blah.
We're tracking down mutants, and we need to fight them as Power Rangers, but we can't until you do this.
Here's a morpher, and he's like, what is a morpher? So this brings up an interesting question, because last season they were like, we want you to be a Power Ranger. Carl's like, oh, you want me to be a Power Ranger? What? This season, he's like, what is a morpher? Is Power Rangers, like, just going to be a bunch of different universes now?
It's going to be for now, I'm pretty sure.
And sometimes there was Power Rangers and sometimes there haven't been.
I'm pretty sure it gets a little wishy-washy until probably, like, Samurai. Or maybe Megaforce when they're like, no, it is all the same.
I think it's Megaforce when they're like, because I watched a compilation, I think I mentioned this a couple episodes back, of like all the times a Power Ranger showed up.
Yeah, yeah.
It sucked. It's like really bad. One of them, I didn't recognize him. I think his name was Casey. I don't know. But they're like, oh, you're the red something ranger. And Troy's just like, oh, wow, you're the red that ranger.
Troy's like, oh, my God. I can't believe we have another red Power Ranger on our side.
Oh, my God. It's the red jungle ranger. I can't believe it.
I can't wait to just kick a bad guy and give him some splinters because I'm just a plank of wood.
It was so bad. I'm real glad it's going to be 8 years before we get to Megan Force because, like, boy... It blows. I don't want to watch it. So anyway, he's like, I do believe you. I believe that you're crazy. And she's like, I knew you wouldn't help. You're nothing like him. It takes him off back and like storms away. And he's like, what? I don't know who him. And then you get the call from Trip and a hologram pops out of her morpher. And Wes is like, what?
Yeah, he's like looking like around her a little bit. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. What is that a new Apple Watch?
Is that the first ever Apple Watch?
That's a prototype because it's only 2001.
6 years early. And so she's like, all right, I'm on my way. Because it's Trip being like, there's Rancic's been spotted downtown. She's like, I'm on my way. She starts running.
We don't know how far from downtown they are.
Very. I would guess.
And she just runs there.
Uh-huh. The next time we see her. She's still running.
Yeah, she's there. She's arriving.
Yeah.
And she's fine.
Because she's a good cop.
She ran from the suburbs to downtown.
Yeah. Oh, not the suburbs, like the ritzy, a rich version of a suburb is.
She ran from Great Hills to 6th Street.
Yeah. Like a long, long
and she's
way.
Fine. If I walk a little too fast at work, I get wiped out.
I have about 1 mile of jogging in me. And this is provided, not to get too blue, this is provided my boys don't bounce around too much because that will put a stop to running immediately.
Yes.
But I can jog at a brisk pace for about like 3/4 of a mile. And then I have to push myself very hard. And whenever no matter what I do, as soon as I get to where I'm going, I have that like deep, wet breathing where you're just like... Like your mouth fills with saliva because like I need to wet this back up and you can't breathe anything right now.
Yeah, I
definitely am not running all the way downtown. No. Like running.
I took my trash out the other night, which is like a little bit of a walk. You have to go down the stairs like through a courtyard to get to the dumpster.
Uh-huh.
And I jogged back and then I like ran up the stairs.
Uh-huh.
And I was sweaty and out of breath when I got back. And Latasha looked at me and she's like, are you okay?
Buddy, I think you might need to change your habits.
I was like, yeah, I just ran up the stairs.
I think you might need to start.
I'm fine.
Start doing some jogging. Do a little run in place.
I'm fine. I do a lot of brisk walking at work.
Maybe over time, that'll get you to where you can hustle up some stairs.
Maybe.
So Rancic's downtown, she gets there about a second after this, but like Rancic's downtown, the four of them, there's people running and screaming, there's explosions. This is a great album shot. Like I would listen to this album, whatever it is, of these four weirdos.
Yeah.
So then Jen gets there.
What is Battletoad's name?
I don't know.
Okay.
In my head, it's Bluto, but I'm pretty sure that's wrong.
That's right. The other one's Frack?
Frax.
Frax with an X.
F-R-A-X.
Right, of course, yeah. With an X. It was the year 3000.
Of course.
But the X is at the end. That was the trick.
Yes.
We were putting them at the beginning. It's all wrong.
We should have known. So Jen gets there. Rancic pulls a sword out of his knee, and then the Rangers explode. And I'm not sure what the connective tissue is.
Someone shot him with a blast of something. He might have blasted them out of his knee sword, or
maybe.
No, I think Nadira like ran in front of them and just shot them. Okay. I think it was her.
That makes sense because I like he was pulling it out of his knee. I just punched my mic, and then it cut to them doing the thing. They all land. Jen's like a little like scuffed up and like a little singed, but not like very because like it wasn't too bad. She's crawling towards Rancic.
Well, yeah, she has a mission to do.
That is the greatest thing I've ever seen. BT Dubs, her last name is Scott. Well, it's Scott's with an S.
Right.
She is Jason's great, 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 et cetera, granddaughter. No one can convince me otherwise.
It's not the same name.
It's 1,000 years, Josh.
Scott and Scott's. It's very different.
1,000 years.
I don't know.
Mason was spelled with a Q 1,000 years ago, probably.
I don't think that's true. It might have had some kind of a suffix on it.
Masonson.
Or a prefix, I mean.
Well, no, they just called it Stoneworker.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then they're like, well, we should call this a Mason. You are a Mason. That's your job. That's also your name now. Congratulations. This is his great, 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 et cetera, granddaughter. No one can convince me otherwise. Don't even try. But they she's crawling towards him. They will. Go ahead. Do your worst, you wrong idiots. And so he, Rantic, grabs her by the arm and just lifts her up and is like, I'm going to do to you what I did to your boyfriend, which is murder.
Yes.
And then
he says the Shredder line of it's reversed, though, because he says his fate will now be yours instead of your fate will be his.
Right.
Which is what Shredder says to the Turtles when they think Splinter's dead.
Splinter. Yeah.
And then he just tosses her.
He throws her, but then
he throws her all the way down downtown.
Then here comes the boy.
Here comes the money.
No, not that boy.
He's the best in the world. Did you know this?
That boy sucks. No, this boy rules. The boy is Wes, and he runs off the hood of a car, jumps, grabs Jen, is redirected by her momentum mid-air, and is thrown backwards into the car and slams into the side of it.
I am so happy that he didn't just catch her and, like, land fine, that he got shoved back into the car, as you really would.
Yeah.
Catching a girl that was just thrown by an alien mutant across the street.
It's great. Wes rules.
Yeah. And I like how much of just kind of, he's like from a rich family.
Yeah.
But he seems very much like an everyman.
Yeah. He's just like,
he's not a superhero.
No.
In the, and like, he can't just catch a girl in midair and not lose any of his own momentum.
Right, yeah.
But also, he definitely is a superhero.
Yeah, for sure. He gets thrown backwards, and like they land. She doesn't, you know, get her head put through a window or anything because of him. And he's like, is it too late to help? Yes. Like, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, but yes, thank you, Wes. I love you. So she gives him the morpher, and then Nadira recognizes him and goes, Daddy, didn't you already kill him? And he goes, I destroyed you in the future, and I'll destroy you again. So then they...
And Wes is like, what is everybody talking about?
He has no idea right now. But so the, so she's like, Jen's like, think again. And they morph. And all the cronies are there. And the Time Force Rangers.
We do get her slapping the morpher on his wrist, and it does confirm the DNA.
Yeah, she gives it to him, and he slaps it on his own wrist.
You're right. You're
and
right.
And then it does the DNA lock or DNA approved or whatever. Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah,
you're related to a Power Ranger, so you also now can be a Power Ranger.
Yeah. So then they morph, and they're like ranting like the Time Force Rangers, like how could this have happened?
Could he not hop back into prison and go back again?
I feel like it was a one-use time
bomb. Oh, the engine burnt out?
Yeah, because it was like that weird, like, hobbled-together bomb-looking thing.
Right,
so I think it just, like, was like, we got one shot, mom's spaghetti, you gotta do it. And they did it, and they can't go anywhere else. You're stuck in the year 2001, invest in Google. When you get the chance.
It doesn't look like much now, but just trust us.
First invest in Yahoo, and then dump all your Yahoo stocks and invest in Google. Trust me. Then the cronies start shooting their blasters at the Power Rangers, who do bullet time because it's the year 2001.
Yeah, but it's very bad.
It's
bullet time.
It's Sentai budget bullet time. And the Sentai was made in the year 2000 because they're always a year ahead.
Right.
Because like the previous year. So that was fresh off the heels of the Matrix. Fresh. Without any of that Matrix money.
None of it. Not even a single cent of Matrix money.
No. Then Wes just gets shot with all the bullets. He can't do bullet dodges.
He's not trained.
No. He just gets hit with them all and lands, like, again, falls down.
It's so good. A new Power Ranger should behave like this.
It's pretty great. Remember when Leo, like, well, they all were new Rangers, right? Like, they were all, like, the new Ranger. But Leo was, like, the new guy, Ranger.
He was just a dude. He wasn't, like, any kind of military person.
Yeah, he had no skills.
None. He hated jobs.
Yeah. And, like, then, like, you know, when like, last year when all, like, the Lightspeed Rangers, like, they were all, like, professionals in a thing that was, like, active and stuff. So when they became Power Rangers, like, okay, this makes sense. Wes is, like, a guy. He's, like, a rich kid who doesn't like being rich. And, like, he just, like, gets Power Ranger powers and can't use them yet. And Jen's like, don't worry, your suit will protect you. He's like, oh, this is rad.
Yeah, he's like, awesome. And then charges at Rancic, I think?
I think so. I know they end up getting blown back. Like, everybody gets knocked down at one point. They call out Circuit Lands and is like, Rangers, use your weapons. And they're like, oh, right, duh.
And Wes is like, great idea, and just summons his weapons.
Yeah, I mean, it's second nature.
yeah.
Some of it's second nature, less than others. But so he pulls out his Chrono Sabers, and so do Lucas and Jen and Katie and Trip pull out enormous guns.
Yeah, I went through the first three, and I was like, oh, they all just have the same weapons. And then it goes to Katie first, I think. Maybe it was Trip. I don't remember which one was first. But it's a gun the size that they are. And I was like, oh no, those two got big guns.
It's like a weird coffee table.
Yeah, that shoots out. Yeah. It's like an energy cannon. It's like a personal cannon.
It's huge.
It's so big.
Also, their Chrono Saber's like a little different each. Like, not...
Oh yeah, one's red, one's pink, one's
they,
blue.
Like, the end, like, ends a little different. Like, they're different, like, some are... One's flush and one's like a heart, kind of like, yeah, the pink one's like kind of a heart at the very end. It's a little different, but they are still all effectively swords. But I mean, same thing last year. Like, they just had the guns that turned into the batons. True. So then Rantic leaves because they just destroy a bunch of cronies. And they're like, all right, we're done. So Rantic's like, and he turns around and teleports away. And then Jen is furious that Rantic left early and goes to town on Bluto. He does do a fart propulsion.
Yeah.
And I do want to remind you that this is the main villain of Time Ranger. Like, this would be like if Lord Zedd did a fart at someone.
In a Sentai, though.
But like the Sentai footage of Zedd. First of all, Sentai Zedd would be horrifying.
Oh, yeah. He would eat other people's skin in an effort to get his back.
Yeah. Oh,
or something.
Absolutely.
It would be gross.
For sure. He would like rip out brains to make his better or something. Or like jack their blood. Like just get their blood out of them. Yeah. He needs more to keep his skin, his meat wet.
Oh.
Sorry, I said it. I didn't want to. I said it and I felt a sinking feeling in my chest when I said it. So Bluto and Adira and Frax are there, and Jen's the only one standing, and they're like, it's just one of you against us. And then the other four Rangers step up, and Wes is like, you need to learn how to count. And then they do, Jen does a time strike where she like has her arms in the middle and does like a big wide circle until it's at 12 and 6, and then does up and down slashes, and this slashes all three of the villains, and then they explode. But they don't die, and then they teleport away before they can get murdered by the rest of the Rangers. I like the time strike. I think it's a pretty good attack.
I'll have to see it again, because I don't know if I actually, like, caught what was happening.
Okay. I mean, it happens often. It's like they're, it's like,
yeah,
when the, like, the Zeo Rangers had, like, the, like, triangle attack. It's like those.
Okay.
But it's just, it's time. I hope that each one of them gets their own time. Like, their hands go at a different...
Oh, that would be cool. Is hers 12:30 or 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
Okay.
Because, I think 12:30 would be like a little bit in between.
Well, 12:30, just the big hand and the little hand are opposite.
Oh, no, yeah, you're right. I think it's
six. They're both the same size, I think, both the sabers.
I actually think one is a little smaller than the other.
Oh, well, we'll have to pay attention.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, the Sentai pays attention to these things. The bad guys teleport away. They power down. Wes powers down. He is psyched out of his mind.
I didn't think he was going to at first. I thought he was going to be like, what are you guys doing?
He did take another second. Yeah. He powered down. And, like, here's a great thing. The match of, like, the suit actor to power down to Wes is, like, where his hands were and everything. Perfect.
Yeah.
100% dead on.
They do throw, like, a quick flash in, but you can't tell.
Yeah. It's just, that's just to hide the cut. Like, yeah. It's perfect. Great job, everybody. So he goes up. He's like tripping. Katie are like psyched with him. He's like, that was amazing. We killed so many of those bad guys. Lucas, you were awesome, man. How many of those 10 heads did you get? Lucas in there with arms crossed, dead staring at Wes.
Yeah, he's bouncer staring him.
I think.
I don't get. Because Lucas hasn't made any like jokes.
No.
He hasn't done a lot. He drives.
He drives. He can drive.
He drives. He scowls.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. There doesn't seem to be a lot to him. Hopefully he gets a little more fleshed out.
He will. They all will.
That's good.
Everybody gets stuff. I think Lucas's deal is kind of, I'm trying to figure out like where in like the 5-man band everyone lands, because Katie is the strong guy.
Right.
Because she can throw men out of cars 100 yards.
She threw some cronies in that fight.
She's doing great. Jen is the leader.
Yeah. When they morph, she is in the front.
Yeah. Trip is the smart guy. Wes is the heart, which would leave Lucas to be the lancer, which is like the foil to the leader. Not necessarily the foil. It's either like the foil or it's like the complementary part.
The opposite of?
The opposite, but like sometimes like in a positive way, you know? Like, right, like yeah, we are the opposites, but we cover each other's strengths kind of thing. So, but like Lucas kind of isn't any of those yet. Like,
not really.
He's sort of like Jen's second in command. But right. I think that's what they're trying to lean into, but it just kind of plays a little weird right now.
Yeah. I think a lot of it is I don't buy. He's not a really intimidating presence.
No, he's very pretty.
So I don't buy the sternness that he's trying to put off.
Yeah.
That might be where I'm getting hung up, is that he's trying to be this like tough guy, but I just don't buy it.
Yeah, I think we'll get there.
Yeah.
I think sooner or later we'll get there. So he's like, this is great. When do we get to do it again? And Jen's like, for you? Never. And takes his morpher away.
Yeah, she puts him in like a standing arm bar and just pops the morpher on in like half a second.
Yeah, Jen's a man. and because basically like you unlocked the morphers. Your purpose is served. We don't need you. Like, you're a little punk.
And also, you look like my dead boyfriend. And I can't handle you right now.
And also, like, I know you're, like, a little bit of a brat. Like, you're kind of bratty.
Right. You don't like being rich, but you still are rich.
Yeah. And so he's like, whatever. Wes is just like, whatever. And he walks away. Because, like, he's not gonna fight. Because he can't. Because he'll get beat up by Jen.
Yeah, Jen will kick his ass. Yeah.
And so he leaves, and Lucas is like, he was a really good fighter. And she's like, we'll do just fine.
See, that's the other thing. Is Lucas seemed like he was going to be on Jen's side, but then was like, he was actually pretty good.
I think maybe he's like the voice of reason. Maybe that's also what they're going for. So like when it's like up against Wes, he's like reacting to that. I think he's very reactionary problem.
That could be.
There's like a like... He's not proactive yet. He's just like reacting to like other people, you know, doing stuff. So like we'll get.
Yeah, I don't want
to
get hung up on Lucas. I don't dislike him. I just don't feel about him at all yet.
That's totally fair. Of these five, he's my least favorite, but I still like him a lot. Like you'll see later on. I think there's only like four or five episodes before he gets like a spotlight. It's really good that I really liked. So Jen's like, we can get along without him just fine. And then the episode ends.
Yeah, Lucas not agrees with her so much as follows her order of we do not need him.
Yeah.
And so it ends with those two walking away, but Trip and Katie looking at the camera, which is where Wes was leaving.
Yeah, I think we can still see a little bit of Wes in the foreground.
We might get like a little bit of his shoulder or like the half of his head or whatever. Yeah. That's a really good shot because it's like...
Here's all the parties.
Yeah, here's everyone involved.
Yeah, it's real good. It's a good show.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's like they wrote and directed this one.
Extreme Heists own Koichi Sakamoto did a good job directing this one, I think.
Yeah.
So, Josh, you started. I get to pick the first best.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the best is... there's a lot. What did I like the most? Do you have one?
I think I do.
What's yours?
I think my best is when Wes first comes to help Jen.
On the motorcycle?
On the motorcycle. Because he did not know her besides bumping her one time.
That's true.
Just like, I don't know who that girl is. I don't know what those things are.
Yeah.
They are hurting her. I will fight them.
I'm going to say when he saves her the second time. When the boy shows back up.
Yeah.
Because that him getting redirected and like slamming into the car, like,
is very good.
Is great.
It was just like,
it's so real.
Somebody thought about it.
Yeah. Hey, good job, everybody. The worst I'm gonna say is
it's the fart, right?
I think it's gotta be Bluto's fart.
That's such a early Mighty Morphin / Turbo thing to do.
I think what it is that like this is a cool show, but it like the Sentai, because that was Sentai footage. It's also a show for babies. Just like Japan doesn't really delineate like
right
as much as we do. We don't like they don't. They have like this is like the kids action block, but like it's kind of for everybody. So like here's some farts and here's like. People dying,
right?
Like, you know, a little bit of column A, a little column B. So yeah, the fart is the worst. MVP, I'm gonna say, is Jen. She ran like 50 miles.
Yeah, she did run a very, very long way.
And then when she like got blasted down, like started crawling towards Rancic to get him.
She knew the only thing that was gonna happen when she got there is he was gonna kill her.
Yeah,
and she was like, maybe he'll miss.
Yeah,
like,
hey, you gotta.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, Jen rules. Very excited. Hey, where do we rank these two episodes?
Number one?
I think number one with the bullet. So that is going to do it for us for today. It's an hour and 10.
It's about 10 minutes shorter than the last one, so we're getting there.
Hopefully by next time we'll be on track to be in about an hour. We will be back on Monday with the episode Something to Fight For. But until then...
May the power protect you. Statistically, we are headed to Walmart.
Walmart, been a bus.